Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called The Fairies of Merlin's Craig, an adaptation of the Scottish folktale written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Hayes and Juna Henderson and their family in Los Angeles, Alexandra Marie and Benjamin Richard and their mom, Diana, Hendrick and Catherine and their family in Decatur, Georgia, Jude and Lily and their family in San Diego, California, Dylan and Marin and their family, and Oakley and his family. Thank you so much, Oakley, Marin, Dylan, Lily, Jude, Catherine, Hendrick, Diana, Benjamin Richard, Alexandra Marie, Juna, and Hayes. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors. Thanks. Enjoy the episode. The Fairies of Merlin's Craig. Once upon a time in Scotland, a boy named Calder was cutting peat for his father. If you didn't grow up around the bogs of Scotland and Ireland, you may have never seen peat before, and not understand how unpleasant a chore it was to cut it. Peat is a sort of thick, earthy turf. It grows and decays and grows again all into itself, leaving layer upon layer of rich brown matter. Families like Calder's would use sharp shovels to cut strips of peat out of the ground and then pile them on their wagon. The peat could then be burned in little fires to keep their house warm, or it could smolder to heat pots for cooking, and it could even smoke to dry barley for whiskey. It was hard work to harvest peat, and it was Calder's least favorite chore. He'd rather be in school. He'd rather be doing homework or milking the cows or feeding the horses. But no, he had to cut lousy peat. Every hack of the shovel made his hands blister and burn, and by the time the wagon was half full, his back was beginning to ache like a bad tooth. "Dad," he called out towards the barn where his father worked. "I'm getting quite a bit tired. Can I be done now?" "Oh, laddie, have you filled the wagon yet?" his dad called back. "It is mostly full," Calder said. "Right, then you're mostly done," his dad said. "And when the wagon is completely full, then you'll be completely done." "All right, Dad." Calder moved deeper into the grimy bog, out into the untouched area known as Merlin's Craig. It was named that because local legends said the wizard Merlin had once kept a house out there. The old-timers said some of his ancient magic still lingered, but most people, like Calder, thought that that was just superstition. "Just a little more peat," the boy said to himself, stomach rumbling. "Then I can go in and make a great snack." Tromping into Merlin's Craig, he found a rich bed of peat with a few azaleas growing from it. The flowers were dotted here and there across the bog, all colored the deep purple pink of a butterfly. Calder was too bored and sore to appreciate their beauty, though. Instead, grumbling complaints, he hacked into the peaty ground with his shovel. The sharp iron edge cut a rough square, and then he leaned down to pull it up with his hands.
"Hey!" came a small voice. "What do you think you're up to?"
"What?"
Calder said, jumping up and looking all around.
"Who said that?"
"Dan Hage, right, Tubber."
Calder looked down and gasped. At his feet was a tiny girl, no more than a foot tall. She was wearing a fine green dress, and as the boy gaped at her, she shook off some dirt and spread a pair of wings.
You're a fairy."
"That's right, I am," said the girl.
"My name's Maidie, and who are you?"
"I'm Calder," the boy said, mouth still gaping open like a caught fish.
"All right, Calder. Do you frequently make a habit of smashing in roofs, then?"
the fairy asked.
"What? No,"
the boy stammered.
Maidy the fairy flew up so they were eye to tiny eye. Her wings were gossamer like a dragonfly's and seemed to reflect all the colors of the rainbow.
Then what are you doing right now, smashing in the roof, you howling numpty?
Your roof?
Asked Calder.
I was just cutting some paint for me family.
Your family? The fairy said. What about my family? How'd you like it if I sent some of me brothers over to smash your hacket roof in? Wham, 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 while you're eating your supper.
All right, Calder said, throwing down his shovel. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Right, well, now you know, Maidy said, fluttering back towards the ground. So don't come by cutting up me roof again, Calder. Goodbye.
There was a flash of Kelly green glitter, and just as quick as she appeared, the little fairy vanished back into the peat. She seemed to slip gracefully right into the rich brown turf. Calder blinked, not sure what had just happened.
Oh, what was that?
He stammered, and then he looked at the shovel and licked his dry lips. Did that really happen? Had chores driven him mad? Suddenly, he felt a creeping fear at the back of his neck.
Dad! He hollered and sprinted towards the barn. Dad, help me!
He burst into the barn as his father was brushing down the horses.
Whoa there,
his dad said, setting a steadying hand on Calder's shoulder.
What's all the ruckus about?
Are you finished with the peat, laddie?
I can't finish. I was cutting peat out at Merlin's Crag, like you said, and a fairy came out.
All right, a fairy,
his father said dryly.
Right, a fairy named Maidy. She told me she lived in the peat with her family, and I couldn't keep cutting it up because I was going to ruin her roof.
Oh, your bum's out the window.
Dad, I'm telling you the truth. She was real.
Calder's dad shook his head and hunched down so they were eye to eye.
Son, I know you don't like cutting peat. No one likes cutting peat, but it's got to be done.
Dad, it's not about the peat. I'm not lying to you.
Laddie, this sounds to me like a little daydreaming that got out of hand,
his dad said.
No, Dad, said Calder. I swear, it was a real fairy.
You've been listening to too many stories about Merlin's Crag. There's no magic there. Just a bog and a bunch of paint waiting to be cut. Now, go get to it before it's time for supper.
But, Dad...
No buts,
his father said.
Now get out there, laddie, and finish cutting the paint.
Calder wanted to argue more, but his father turned away and went back to the horses, and he knew he wouldn't get anywhere. Instead, Calder turned and headed out of the barn.
Calder, his mother called as he crossed the yard. You look fearful pale. Are you all right, son?
Aye, he said. Just a little tired, I guess.
Here, she said, pressing a jug of cool milk into his hands. Take it while you work. It'll do you good.
Thanks, Mum,
Calder sighed, taking the jug. He took a long swig, replaced the cap, and made his way back to the bog.
Hello?
He called when he got back to his shovel.
Fairies? Maidy?
He waited, head turned, but nobody answered. Maybe it had all been in his mind. Calder picked up the shovel and prodded at the peat. The turf rocked and the azaleas wiggled all purple-pink, but no fairies came out to scold him. Maybe he had fallen asleep leaning on his shovel and dreamed it all. Cutting peat was so exhausting and boring, it wouldn't be the first time he'd slept standing up.
Oh well, he huffed to himself, and then pushed the sharp shovel into the peat with a wince.
Eyes squeezed shut, he waited again. When no fairies emerged, he cracked them open and then shook his head.
Maybe I'm going crazy. Maybe I'm losing me mind out here,
he said to himself, and then hammered the shovel into the bog.
What do you think you're doing, you dirty roaster?
Maidy came buzzing out of the ground and flew right up to Calder's face. She jabbed at him with a tiny finger.
You've cut the last root holding onto the roof, you skinny malinky!
You're real!
Of course I'm real! Are you off your head?
I'm sorry,
Calder said, throwing his shovel down again.
My dad got me all confused.
Oh, blame it on your dad all you like,
the little fairy said, circling around his head now.
You're the one who's broken our roof, and you're the one who'll have to pay the price.
Calder did not like the sound of that.
Dad! He hollered, trying to run. The fairies! Help!
He started running, but suddenly his feet weren't touching the ground. The world swirled around him, everything getting bigger and bigger, and he was falling. Down, down, down he tumbled, and then Mady caught him by the hand.
What is this? Calder said.
He tried to wriggle free, but she was surprisingly strong. With a start, he noticed that he and the fairy were the same size. She had shrunk him. Fairy magic! He turned and saw his jug of milk had landed in the grass, and it was now taller than he was.
Ach! He said. What have you done to me?
I told you, Mady said. You have to pay the price.
She took Calder by the hand and pulled him into the peat. For a moment, it was cold and wet and grimy and all the things he expected a bog to be, but only for a moment. With a twinkle, they passed through a veil of magical mist. Calder felt his belly flip and his eyes open wide as they slipped into the world between worlds that the fairies called home. Suddenly, Calder found himself in a round, open feasting hall. It was the home of the Merlin's Craig fairies.
This is pure brilliant, Calder said.
You're right, it was, Mady replied. Before some human bampots started hacking up our ceiling.
She gestured around broadly.
Of course, we still love it, you know, it's home.
Calder stared around in wonder at the large hall. The floor was packed earth, hard and clean as a warm tile. The walls were wound with roots and ivy, beautiful as a mural. A giant table was set up in the middle of the hall, and fairies of all ages sat around it eating. There were men and women and some who could have been either. The ones who weren't eating were dancing nearby, and a few in the corner were playing music on strange and wonderful instruments. The only blemish was, of course, the roof. It had been hacked to ruins. Once it had clearly been magnificent. A lush tapestry of layers upon layers of natural growth. But now there were holes where terribly bright light shone through. Cracks ran back and forth like a spider's web, and bits of turf were raining onto the table below, spoiling the feast.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Calder said miserably. I didn't know any of this was here.
Right, well now you do, said Mady. And here you'll stay.
Stay? I can't stay, Calder said. I have to finish me chores.
Finish chopping in roofs, you mean?
Me family'll be worried.
Oh, you'll only stay till the roof regrows.
Calder looked up at the cracked and crumbling roof, remembering all the peat he had hacked with his sharp shovel.
Right, but how long will that take?
Oh, just a night, said Mady. You'll have to have supper with us.
A quick supper?
A long supper, Mady said. And in the meantime, you owe me a dance.
A dance? Asked Calder. Of everything that had happened so far, this frightened him the most. But I don't dance.
Oh, you do now, the fairy said.
She grabbed him and spun him into the air. He was passed from hand to hand and danced with everyone and ate with everyone else and ended up dizzy and laughing and full.
That was great. So fun, Calder said, stifling a yawn.
He sank down on one of the low wooden benches and pulled off his work boots. They clomped to the floor and he rubbed his feet, swollen from all the dancing.
Huh, whoa, me dogs are barking.
Dogs? Mady asked, eyes darting around. Calder laughed.
Oh, it's just an expression. It means my feet are tired.
He yawned again, eyes drooping.
Now that I think about it, all of me is tired. I don't think I could dance another step or eat another bite.
Well, that's good timing then, said Mady. Look, the roof is all grown back and fixed.
Calder reclined on the bench and stared up. Sure enough, the roof looked as good as new. It had all woven roots and a rich brown growth of peat.
Fixed, he said with a smile. All fixed.
He let his head fall back against the bench, and with the fairies still dancing and laughing around him, he drifted off to sleep.
Calder woke with a start, the morning sun bright on his face.
"Oh, what a wild dream,"
he said, stretching out his feet into the warm, wet mud.
"Mud?" He blinked open his eyes and then gasped. He was standing in the middle of the peat bog. What's more, his feet were bare, his toes wiggling in the muck.
"Oh, that was not a dream," he said. "And I left me boots in the fairy hole. Mama's going to let me have it."
Next to him was his dropped milk jug. Throat dry from sleep, he popped the lid and took a big swig.
"Ugh," he spat. "And me milk has gone rank. Well, this day is off to a great start."
He took a few more minutes to collect his thoughts and then started across the bog and back towards home. Calder knew he was going to be in trouble for being out all night, but there was nothing he could do about that. Nothing he could do but tell the truth, crazy as it was. He took a deep breath, walked up to his house, and pushed open the door.
"Calder!" his mother shouted, rushing over to him and wrapping him in a big hug.
"Me boy!"
his dad added, jumping over to embrace them both.
"We thought we lost you in the bog. Where the devil have you been all week?"
"What do you mean?" Calder said, shaking his head.
"I thought I was only gone for one night." "One night?"
his dad said.
"Laddie, you've been gone for a full 7 days now. We've been out looking for you, calling your name. Had the constable up and down, the neighbours all about and everything."
"We thought something bad had happened to you."
"We're so grateful to see you're fine now,"
his dad said.
"But where have you been? Did you run away?"
Calder took a deep breath and told them the truth. He told them about Mady and shrinking and going to the fairy realm and the feasting hall and the dancing and the waking up in the bog and all of it. They sat and listened with skeptical expressions, and when he finished, they just shook their heads.
"Oh, that's a fine tale, laddie," Dad said. "Now how about you tell us the truth? We're not going to be mad at you. We're just glad you're home."
"That is the truth, though. That's what happened. I'm not lying to you."
His parents looked at each other, and Calder knew he would never convince them. It was hopeless. There was nothing he could do. They'd think he was a liar or a nutter or both. And it was right then that Mady flew in.
"Sorry to interrupt,"
she said, her gossamer wings fluttering her through the open window.
"Your son left his boots at our hall, and I'd hate for him to get in trouble for losing them."
She dropped his muddy boots on the kitchen counter with a wet clop.
"Oh, a fairy,"
Mom breathed.
"Oh, sure and begorra,"
said Dad under his breath.
"Have a nice day, Calder,"
Mady said with a little wink, and then she turned to his parents.
"You've raised a lovely dancer, even if he does smash in the occasional roof."
And with a flash of bright glitter, she disappeared back into the bog. Calder and his parents looked at each other for a long moment, and then Calder started to laugh, just overwhelmed by it all. Soon, his mother was laughing too, and then his father, all of them laughing together around the kitchen table. Of course, they believed him after that. And from then on, whenever they went out to cut their peat, they kept well away from Merlin's Crag. After all, they didn't want to ruin anyone's roof. The End. Today's story, The Fairies of Merlin's Crag, was an adaptation of a Scottish folktale written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon, with an original song by us both. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.